Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What is written on your heart? As I was kind of thinking about that this week, I ran across this video that I found on Facebook. So Kelsey's going to play it.
Teamwork on three. One, two, three.
Teamwork.
If you're a fan of high school basketball, you're not alone.
Good boy!
But if you're a fan of the Gainesville Tornadoes in Gainesville, Texas, then you are.
Good play!
Alone.
Usually, our fan base was close to zero.
My parents came one game, but they didn't come to the other ones because they didn't have time.
The other students at Gainesville don't come to the games either, mostly because they can't get out. This is a juvenile correction facility for felony offenders. And one of the few perks here, for very good behavior, is a chance to leave the prison a few times a year to play basketball. They play against private schools like Vanguard College Prep in Waco. And it was before that recent matchup that two Vanguard players announced they weren't going to play against a team with no fans.
No one likes playing in an empty gym.
But isn't that supposed to be a good thing for you? You don't have the other fans cheering against you?
I guess, but it just seems weird, you know? It just didn't seem right.
So, before their home game against Gainesville, Hudson Bradley and Ben Martinson asked some of the Vanguard fans for a favor.
Gainesville Tornado!
To cheer for Gainesville instead. The Gainesville players had no idea what was happening. They walked onto the court to find their own signs of support, their own cheerleaders, even their own fan section. Half the crowd was assigned to cheer for Gainesville.
But then as it went on, everybody just kind of got so into it.
Nobody was cheering for you.
Everyone was cheering for them. I mean, every time they scored, the gym was just lit up with cheering and clapping, and everyone was on their feet.
This is not what I've ever seen sports be.
I think in a way, this is kind of how sports should be. It just kind of showed me the real impact that encouragement and support for anybody can make.
Hudson says we all need someone to believe in us. We all need someone who knows our mistakes and loves us anyway. And for that, the Gainesville players can't thank those boys enough.
It's something I won't forget.
When I'm old man, I'm just gonna be thinking about this.
I'll probably remember this for the rest of my life.
And finally, as for who won the game, well, obviously they didn't care. So why should we?
So what's written on your hearts? There's another story that Archbishop Desmond Tutu was talking about. He was in his confirmation class. He was outlining covenant, you know, the promise of God, how God rescues the Hebrews from slavery, how we worship only God, and how people are liberated. And then he moved into Jesus' teachings and talked about that. And then he asked his class, as sometimes we do, for them to review what they had just learned. And of course, there are usually a wide attempt of what it was that they heard. But one little boy said, and he was quoting God. I saved your butts. Now go behave. Kind of what God does. Behave. God is written on our hearts. What's written on your heart? You know, we are in ongoing relationships all the time. And we're in a relationship with God. God never leaves us. God is written on our hearts. Had I had the time, I would have taken and written love or God on all of these hearts, but I decided that you could just picture it there because God is written on our hearts. Love wins all the time. No matter what, love wins. So as I also began thinking about this and after watching that video and being like, oh, look, they got it. God is written on our hearts. Love it. Now, they didn't say those words, but to me, that's what it was about. And then I began to do some more thinking. I began to think of tattoos. Andy, I'm going to embarrass you. Sorry. I began to think of tattoos. And you know how you get those temporary tattoos all the time and you think, oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you put them on. But that's not that. I began to think more about that. I'm like, well, that's not really what God is. God isn't a temporary tattoo. Now, I'm not real excited about tattoos, am I, Andy? No, not very excited about tattoos. Not for me. It's not my choice. Can you show it? But my child decided that when he was old enough, that he researched a tattoo. Now, what does it mean? It says equality in Hebrew. Okay, that's not going away. It's on there. Equality in Hebrew. Now, okay, I began to think about it. And I began to think, okay, he thought about this. God's written on our hearts, equality is what we're about. Okay, so maybe a tattoo isn't such a bad thing. Now, yeah, I still don't like it. But God is written on our hearts like a tattoo is written on us. Now, I'm not saying, especially to the kids, I'm not saying go out and get a tattoo. Don't do that. When you're 70 years old, 80 years old, it's not going to look the same. But I am saying that God is tattooed on our hearts like a tattoo on our bodies. Not a temporary tattoo, but a tattoo of God's love. So what's written on your heart? In Hebrew, and the Jewish people, they could quote the Shema. The Shema is from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 6. And it says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I have commanded you to this day in your heart. Love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." That is the Shema. That is what is tattooed on our hearts, the love of God that fills us. So what is written on your heart? Do people know what is written on your heart? What is tattooed there? Do people know how you live, that God is tattooed on your heart? In the choices that you make daily, in the choices that you make hourly, do people know that God is in your heart? Do you live your lives not just on Sundays by coming to worship, but do you live your lives like those two young boys did, tattooing God on your heart? I can't answer that for you. Only you can. Because you see, this relationship, this new covenant of being written on our hearts is through Jesus. And Jesus died so that we might have new life. So in this fifth week of Lent, how are you doing? Do people know that God is on your heart? I want to help you learn something. And we're going to use part of the Shema, which is what I just read to you. But I'm going to teach you a breath prayer so that you can learn and continue to remind yourself that God is on your heart. So as you breathe in, you're going to say these words in your head, and it's a short part. And then as you breathe out, you're going to say the other part of the word. So these are what you're going to say. You shall love the Lord your God. That is what you say when you breathe in. You shall love the Lord your God. And then as you breathe out, with everything that you are. I'm cutting it, making it a little shorter. So as you breathe in, you say, you shall love. And maybe you said, I shall love the Lord your God. So I shall love the Lord my God with everything that I am. So I'm going to say it, and you're going to breathe in and out, okay? So as you breathe in, And then as you breathe out, ready on the count of three. One, two, three. I shall love the Lord my God with everything that I am. I shall love the Lord my God with everything that I am. I shall love the Lord my God with everything that I am. A breath prayer. What is written on your heart? Is God on your heart? Do you live your life showing that? Is God tattooed there? Do people know that in the choices that you make, in the being on how you live? I shall love the Lord my God with everything that I am. Or as the young boy said, I saved your butts, now go out and behave. I shall love the Lord my God. Is that how you live? What is the commandment for you? I hope and pray that I live my life like those two young boys did, showing that it doesn't matter what the score is. And that's really kind of hard to say during March Madness, but it doesn't matter what the score is. But what matters is how I live my life. So what's written on your hearts? Is God? I hope and pray that in the choices and the decisions that you make, that the tattoo, the love of God, shines through. Amen.